For the latest, click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Update. This afternoon RCMP announced Damian Sanderson has been found dead of injuries that do not appear to be self-inflicted. Miles Sanderson is still at large and is considered armed and vigilant. Police believe he may still be in Regina. More to come. Original story. This morning, Saskatchewan RCMP said it continues to employ every available resource in efforts to locate and arrest Miles and Damian Sanderson. Both men have now been charged. Miles Sanderson is charged with 3 counts, first-degree murder, 1 count, attempted murder, and 1 count, break and enter. Residents Damian Sanderson is charged with 1 count, first-degree murder, 1 count, attempted murder, and 1 count, break and enter. Residents. Warrants have been issued for their arrests. Further charges are anticipated as the investigation progresses, say RCMP. Investigators have confirmed there are 10 deceased victims, says a release from the RCMP, and they anticipate releasing further details about the victims later in the day. In addition, there are now 18 individuals reported as injured. To the people of Saskatchewan and beyond, please be assured that we are using every human, investigational and technological resource we have available to locate and arrest the persons responsible for this tragedy and to ensure your safety, says Saskatchewan RCMP Commander Officer A. Comer. Rhonda Blackmore. Hundreds of Saskatchewan RCMP staff are dedicated to this investigation. This includes operators taking 911 calls and tips, to frontline officers patrolling our streets, to the unseen specialized forensic and major crime unit teams who continue to follow up on all information and evidence gathered. Saskatchewan RCMP say they continue to work closely with Regina Police Service, as investigation determined the suspects may be in the city of Regina. Resources from Manitoba RCMP, Alberta RCMP, partner police agencies and the province of Saskatchewan are also assisting in this investigation. With the assistance of these partners, Saskatchewan RCMP South, it is also ensuring those affected by the tragedy, both on James Smith Cree Nation and in Weldon, where the attacks occurred, are offered appropriate supports and resources. Yesterday, Saskatchewan RCMP issued a dangerous person alert and several subsequent updates. This alert will be extended, says the RCMP, and we urge residents to continue to remain vigilant until Miles and Damian Sanderson are located and arrested. If new evidence identifies public safety risks, RCMP say they will let the public know through Saskatchewan's Emergency Public Alerting Program, and alerts will be broadcast on TV and radio, and through cell phones, and there will be updates to their social media channels and public website. Damian Sanderson is described as a 31-year-old male, 5'7", 155 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. Miles Sanderson is a 30-year-old male, 6'1" and 240 pounds with brown hair and brown eyes. They are armed and dangerous and should not be approached. Miles and Damian Sanderson were last known to be driving a black Nissan Rogue with Saskatchewan license plate 119 MPI. It is believed they may be in Regina, but this has not been confirmed. RCMP ask those who are returning home after long weekend travels to look for evidence of suspicious activity at and around your home before entering it. If you note anything suspicious, report it to police. Police also encourage the public to continue to report any information on Miles and Damian Sanderson's whereabouts to their local police service immediately. In an emergency, call 911. Information can be reported to Crime Stoppers by calling 1-800-222-TIPS or online at www.saskcrimestoppers.com. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. #CrimeCopsCourt_SKTODAY.